I put together a top 10 Dr. Ray suggestions for summertime with the kids. You know, you watch any TV, you listen to the radio, you pick up the women's parents' magazines, and they get this, your kids are home for the summer. How will you survive it? Don't you love it? Don't you just love it when they talk about actually having to live with your children during the day as being a stressor? Well, I have put together my own top 10 suggestions for summer with the children. Dr. Ray's top 10 suggestions for getting along with your children over the summer. Number 10, don't regularly let them in the house. Number 9, load up on the carbohydrates. Keeps them a little more sluggish. Number 8, buy more dog run chains. Number 7, summer school for them, both sessions. Number 6, summer school for you, both sessions. Number 5, suggestion for getting along better with your children over the summer. Punish yourself wherever possible. For the smallest infraction, time yourself out in your room for an hour or more, locking yourself in there so that you can't get out. Number 4, when the cacophony increases to near 747 jet levels, put your fingers in your ears and sing, I can hear all day long. Number 3 suggestion, play hide and seek and don't go seek. Number 2, Valium pumped in through the air conditioning ducts. And the number 1 suggestion for better getting along with your children over the summertime, send them to run an errand and move while they're gone. Teasing. Teasing. We have 10 children, and people say, how do you do it? And I have 2 stock answers. 1, I don't know that I do all that well. And 2, ask my wife. She does 98% of it. I sit in soundproof studios taking questions on family life. 1 other thing. This was an email sent to me by a mom, Sheila. And by the way, if you want to email, go to Catholic.com and they'll link you over. Hi, Dr. Ray. My son wet the bed every night of his life until he was 10 years old. We had a call last week in the program about an older child still wetting the bed. Mom said, I tried the alarm, which woke up everyone in the house except my son, and he was humiliated by it. His pediatrician explained to me that some kids have especially small bladders, but that they can be stretched like a balloon. With my son's cooperation, we had him drink large glasses of water and then hold it for as long as possible. It took less than a week. My son is now 15 years old and has been dry every night since. Please pass this along to your listeners. Sincerely, Sheila. Thanks, Sheila. Very good. Some kids do have small bladders, and you can indeed, this is called bladder training. I remember we got some instructions on this when I was in school. Great suggestion, Sheila. Thank you very much. So those of you parents who have children who are 8, 9, 10, 11, and typically it's boys, still wetting the bed at night, this is one experiment to try. From Sheila. Thank you, Sheila.